our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver's Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're going to have to do open lines this morning, so we will welcome your calls here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. This is talk radio, so we need someone to talk to. Well, it was very interesting. Yesterday we did two programs with Lindsay Williams, and we were primarily talking about the situation going on in the Near East and the Middle East. And you must understand this is all contrived. Who is behind the revolutionary ferment that is sweeping across the Near East and the Middle East? Why? The CIA, the Bank of England, MI6. We are creating the best enemy money could buy. Certainly, you can go up on the Internet. Fortunately, you can check everything we say and type in to your search engine, as I did yesterday, Hillary, meet Libya rebels, something of the sort. Use those words, and you'll find a number of articles there about how Hillary Clinton was meeting with the Libyan rebels in February of this year. That was the 6th or 7th of February. Ladies and gentlemen, the rebels are Al-Qaeda. They're the ones who attacked the World Trade Center, at least that's what we're told. And that's why we have 246,000 troops. So, well, not all American troops. 90,000 American troops, 110,000 contractors, and 46,000 NATO troops in Afghanistan today were fighting Al-Qaeda, all 50 to 100 of them. We have 246,000 people in Afghanistan fighting the 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. What's wrong with that picture? And why are we meeting with the rebels there in Libya? Why would we have met with them when they are Al-Qaeda? They're backed by Al-Qaeda, the wicked Al-Qaeda that, of course, had brought down the World Trade Center. Or maybe nothing we know is accurate. Well, Lindsay was saying that he'd seen on Fox where Hillary had met with the Libyan rebels this last weekend. So basically, of course, I tried to get that through the regular search engine. I couldn't. So I talked to, I went to the word Fox, Hillary, and then I put down the date of Sunday. I put down March and then meet Libyan rebels. And apparently she met the Libyan rebels, the leaders of the Libyan rebels, in Paris just a few days ago. I think it was in March of this year, Hillary's meeting the leaders of the Libyan rebels. That's Al-Qaeda. Why is she meeting with Al-Qaeda? Because this whole thing is a fraud. It all ties into this radical Muslim Brotherhood that with the MI6 helped finance and create back in 1928. And has been funded by the West ever since then. Why would the West, the MI6, the CIA, and others, fund the Muslim Brotherhood? You want a controlled opposition. You don't want to have people who are really out there going to do any damage to you. It's all right if they wreak havoc all over the Middle East. Then you have an unstable situation, so you can play one group against the other. But you certainly would never want a terrorist group that might wreak havoc in your homeland, except perhaps like bringing down the Twin Towers, which was used then to justify going to war first with Afghanistan and then with Iraq, and then, of course, all of our other activities over there. We're at war, certainly in Pakistan today, and our troops are committed there, and our troops are committed all over the Near East and Middle East. Special Forces troops, trained killers, their job is to do what they're told, and Special Forces people are trained how to kill. They're very efficient at it. They're very patriotic. They think they're working for America, without understanding they're really working for the invisible government that controls America, the group I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. So basically, of course, Hillary is meeting with the leaders of the rebels. The rebels are certainly backed by Al-Qaeda. So why are we meeting with the people who are backed by Al-Qaeda? Isn't Al-Qaeda the enemy? No, ladies and gentlemen, it's all a great put on. An awful lot of people are going to get killed before this is over. Because at the present time, our intelligence agencies are in the process of turning the entire Near East and Middle East into a situation of total unrest, and then transferring control of that area to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is going to consolidate control so we can have the new Islamic world empire. The new Islamic world empire, the new world order, new Islamic world order. In fact, that term, world Islamic world order, is actually a term that's used by Mr. Gulen, who is the wealthiest man in America. He has, according to Paul Williams, about $50 billion in assets. Now, when, of course, he was applying for residence here, he admitted to $25 billion in assets. But remember, his assets are intertwined with the CIA, who financed and created Mr. Gulen to take Turkey away from the alliance with the West and into the radical Muslim camp. And now, of course, Turkey and the Turkish leaders are reconstituting the Ottoman Empire in preparation for World War III. Who do we have calling in?
Hi, my name is Patrick. I'm from Colorado.
Hi, Patrick. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I was curious. I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and we were discussing how Obama may have, basically gone against the Constitution to go to Libya, and I was wondering if there was some organized place where, you know, you can put your name on some sort of a petition or something like that and sort of get on with a group that is in opposition to how he handled that.
Well, I don't know of any organized group. Hang on, we'll be back with you in just a moment here at the American Freedom Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and a gentleman is just called in, asked about if there's an organized group of some sort, put a signal on a petition. I really don't know of any at the present time. Unfortunately, so many of the conservative and Christian groups have been infiltrated by the other side, and there seems to be no organized opposition, certainly of Dennis Kucinich, a very liberal congressman, has spoken out against what Obama is doing. He was just ridiculed horribly by Jay Leno. The last time I will ever watch Jay Leno, he is simply a publicist. He's a propagandist for the establishment. I certainly don't agree with Kucinich on some issues. Some issues he's right on. He's one of the few congressmen who had the courage, though, to come out and say, this is unconstitutional. In fact, if you heard that the president speak the other evening explaining why he was there, he never once used the word Constitution because he's violated the Constitution. He swore to uphold, but he doesn't believe in the Constitution. He is simply a puppet of the elite, and of course the elite are the ones who are engineering this whole construction of the new Islamic world order so we can have the best enemy money can buy, so we can actually have a wonderful World War III, which they hope will bring us into the one world government. Well, I really can't offer you any names. If there's anybody out there in the listening audience who knows of an organization that's collecting names on a petition, but the final analysis, what we need to do is use this to show that there is a program to create this enemy by going into Libya. Why are we going to bring the Libyan government down? Not that Gaddafi is worthwhile being in. He's not worth supporting. Neither side is. But we've tolerated Gaddafi. We had put Gaddafi in power and kept him in power. At least I think the British had. They're our partners in this criminal activity. But we put him in power 40 years ago. I remember maybe 30 years ago in a group of Libyan officers, Air Force officers, wanted to overthrow the dictatorship, and we wouldn't let them. We reported their names to Gaddafi, and they were arrested and tortured to death, just exactly as we did, Sydney, during the 1990s with the military officers in Iraq that wanted to overthrow Saddam Hussein, and we can document that. It happened on two occasions. The book is entitled See No Evil by Robert Byrd, I believe it is. Anyway, I think his last name is Byrd. See No Evil is the book we carry here at Radio Liberty. But I really can't give you the name of any specific organization. Have anything else you'd like to ask? Is our caller still there? I guess we lost our caller. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, it's going to be open lines. Our number is 877-254-7524. Now, it was a very interesting. I called Lindsay a couple of days ago. Lindsay Williams asked him if he had anything new, and he was telling me about this meeting that Hillary had with the members of the leaders of the rebel movement there in Libya. He said the meeting was in Libya. It really wasn't. Apparently, it was in Paris, and it was just a few days ago. And the only way to find any reference to this is to type in Fox, because Fox News covered it. It was blacked out by all the rest of the news media. Now, that was the recent one. There was a meeting, certainly in February, which where Hillary met with the leaders of the rebels, Libyan rebels, but there was a meeting again this last weekend. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is Al-Qaeda. So Hillary's meeting with the wicked Al-Qaeda that brought down our Twin Towers, where, of course, we have almost a quarter of a million men fighting that dangerous subversive between 50 and 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Why does it take almost a quarter of a million of people to fight between 50 and 100 members of Al-Qaeda? Well, we have to have those men over there so we can use up our supplies, so we can kill our fighting men, so we can actually bankrupt America. This is all part of the problem of spending our money. I mean, basically, if you read the classic article written by Richard Haass, that's Richard Haass in the November-December issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, in that where he talks about how they're going to lower our living standards and certainly bring austerity to America, he concludes by talking about, or quoting some gentleman who's written extensively about how great nations destroy themselves by fighting war after war after war. What are we doing today? Why, we're fighting war after war after war. We've spent, I don't know how many billions of dollars over there, and all this bombardment over there in Libya, killing civilians. And why are we there? Why, of course, if we're not over there, why Gaddafi's going to kill civilians? We're there to protect the civilians. And look, a lot of those cars were blowing up. They're civilian cars. They're not military cars. And we're killing civilians there, as you do in any war. But remember, we have no business over there. We are not the policemen of the world. Well, at least the American people don't want to be. Well, people do not understand. The America has an empire. That empire is being used as the basis for forming a world government. We actually have troops stationed in between 130 and 150 different nations. Now, a lot of them certainly are just a few people stationed at the embassies, but we have major numbers of troops stationed in large numbers of countries. We have our troops stationed in Germany here 60 or more years, 70 years after the World War II ended. Why are troops there? Because we dominate and control Germany, and we dominate and control Japan. When you have troops stationed in a nation, you control that nation, and we control Japan, the third largest economy in the world, Germany, the fourth largest economy in the world, and of course, and we have troops stationed still in England, and basically, of course, we control all of the largest economy. When your troops are stationed in a nation, you control that nation. We have an empire, but we did not control all of the Islamic nations. And that is why, of course, we want to have a war with the Islamic world. And out of this coming war, they hope, will come the world government. Because behind this, though, there are powerful spiritual forces that are intent upon bringing about a one-world government, destroying Christianity. And believe me, Barack Obama is anti-Christian. And the people who control him are anti-Christian. Well, who's calling in?
Yes, good morning. This is Jim.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm good. I have a question on currencies. The Chinese took over Hong Kong, I guess, in 1997 or 1999, and the Hong Kong dollar was the Hong Kong money, and then the yuan is not, you know, the Chinese currency. But in the newspapers on the weekend, when you check dollar values to foreign currencies, they still list two currencies for China, the Hong Kong dollar and the yuan. Why are they not on a single currency if they've been, if they're all one economy in one state?
Well, because basically Hong Kong has a separate economy, and they basically Hong Kong was very, very prosperous, and so it didn't take long before things ever got going in China. Why Hong Kong really was the bulwark, because it was British, and it was a thriving economy. When China took it over, they did not interfere with the separate economy, the separate monetary system. And actually, of course, things are far better in Hong Kong than they are in regular China. In fact, a lot of the Chinese people go into Hong Kong to buy because prices are so much lower there than they are in China. And, of course, they have not interfered. The Chinese have not interfered with the prosperity, the society in China. They left it pretty well on its own to grow and prosper. And Hong Kong's been an excellent source of investment. And, a lot of corporations are invested over in Hong Kong that would not want to invest in China because of its instability. And many people are still concerned about it, even though China does control Hong Kong, but they're really separate economies, separate currencies. Don't ask me why they never have. I think they want a stable country that they can control, and I'm sure they work through Hong Kong in their relationship with other countries. I'm sure a lot of people would rather have the Hong Kong dollar than the renminbi or the Chinese yuan. I can't second guess them more than that, but they have allowed Hong Kong to have a separate currency, a separate economy.
Well,
and I'm sure a lot of the communist leaders are going to Hong Kong to do their shopping. Go ahead.
That's something you never hear about on the news. I've been wondering this for 6, 7, 8 years.
Well, the thing is, we live in a world gone mad. Most people don't ever stop and ask why this whole thing's going on. And it's going on because, of course, there are invisible forces that work behind the scenes. They have their agenda. They don't make sense to you and I, but it makes sense to them. And they are winning in this battle for the hearts of men and to pursue their goal of this one world government. And barring divine intervention, they're going to destroy this country. They're going to destroy our currency. And probably, Lindsay is right, by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. Not that it won't exist. Not that it won't still have some value. It's just going to lose most of its value. And with that, they're going to impoverish the American people. You destroy the value of the currency. You wipe out the life saving of the average American. And I hope you've got yourself positioned so you will not be wiped out by the terrible times that are coming.
Well, that's the best explanation I've heard, so...
Well, it's the only one I can come up with. Nobody's ever asked a question before, but at least this is what's going on. And I think it's to the benefit of the communist leaders to have the parallel economy right next to them. And I'm sure that the members of the Communist Party go over to Hong Kong to do their shopping because things are getting so expensive in communist China today. Have you ever noticed how we never refer to it as communist China?
Oh, I know that. Fight. Yeah, never.
You're right. Anything else you wanted to ask?
No, that was my question I had right now, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. It's open lines, talk radio, and of course with talk radio, you've got to have somebody to talk to, so... Give us a call if there's something you'd like to talk about. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to find, as you know, are there very real problems in Yemen? There are real problems in Bahrain? Are there real problems in Syria? And so there's been firing into crowds by the military this last weekend, and a number of people have been killed in Syria. Lebanon has already gone over to the radical Islamic side. Turkey certainly has gone over. So Turkey, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia is in the process of going. People can't see the big picture. We are reconstituting the Ottoman Empire, creating the new Islamic world order so we can have a war. And this is going to be a terrible and bloody war. Well, who do we have calling in?
My name is Brian. I'm from Colorado.
Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Good. You were asking about a petition, or somebody called in, concerning voicing your opinion against what's going on over in Libya.
Right.
Well, if you go to Campaign for Liberty, it's an organization started up by a gentleman named John Tate. He was a campaigner with Ron Paul. It's actually a Ron Paul and Rand Paul website. And they speak on there and write letters for them, but they do a good job of keeping people informed about legislation and other things going on around the world, including petitions, which they have one I've already signed for the illegal action in Libya.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And certainly Rand Paul and Ron Paul are doing a great job. And
yeah, Campaign for Liberty.
To them. Okay, if y'all want to hang on, you're welcome to. Again, our number 877-254-7524. 877-254.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hi, this is Bev Parker. Did you know in ancient times essential oils were used for cosmetics, perfume, and medicinal and hygiene purposes, all to promote health in a safe, effective way? Are you interested to learn how to use essential oils in the care and keeping of your loved ones? These topics will be discussed during the doTERRA Essential Oils free workshops at the Ranch Event Center in Loveland on Thursday, April 7th. Workshops begin at 2 p.m. with basic oils and aroma touch. At 4, we'll have fun with essential oils in cooking and gourmet chocolate making. At 6, first aid and emergency preparedness. Door prizes will include doTERRA's Aroma Touch, Beginner's Trio, and the Family Physician Kit. So whether you come to one or all three workshops, you can begin your essential oils journey on Thursday, April 7th. Free gifts for those who RSVP and for those who bring a friend. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789. Or email me, Bev, at RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Sorry, telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call, and we do have a caller on the line. Who's calling in?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Who's this?
This is Clyde, Dr. Monteith.
Hey, good to have you with us this morning. Where are you calling?
Well, thank you for your program and your loyalty and information for so many years.
Well, I feel it's a privilege to be on this station. I really enjoy it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I listen to you on other places, too, so thank you for that also. Say, I wanted to go back and answer the question as to why President Obama's and all the previous presidents in my lifetime's actions to, quote, allegedly declare war. We actually don't declare war any longer, because in the UN Charter, I think it's in Article 2 or 3, anyone who joins the UN, if they had, like in our Constitution, where Congress is supposed to declare war, when Congress formed and joined, we joined the UN in 1945, we gave up the authority, Congress did, to declare war. And we turned that over to the UN. It's merely a peacekeeping action. That's probably the single greatest indication, because, as you know, many have said over the years that the power to declare war is probably the most powerful power that a government has. We gave that up in 1945. Hence, that's why, starting with the Korean War, all of these, there has been no action from Congress to approve or to authorize war. They merely pass resolutions saying it's okay with them. So that's the reason that people often think that presidents are doing something illegal. They're not, because that's a function now, that's an authority that only the United Nations has. So that's the reason, to answer that question that somebody asked before. Dr. Monteith, do you have a physical address if somebody wants to send a contribution to you, to your ministry?
Yes,
do you have a physical address that people can do that at?
It would be Post Office Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. So,
Post Office Box 969,
Soquel, California, 95073, and we'll appreciate any gifts or contributions we can, because that's how we keep, you know, our network of 60 stations on the air.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention is when the bankers deliberately created the Depression starting in 28, they hired the presidents of the United States. There's a quote from Colonel Mandel House where he says that we have hired the President of the United States to be, quote, chairman of our dummy banking corporation. That's exactly that quote. Most people can find that quote on the Internet. It's on many, many websites. And have you ever run across that quote, Dr. Monteith?
I never have.
Yeah, they hired him as their chairman of their dummy, quote, corporation, meaning the Federal Reserve, which is part of, I think it's in a corporation, and I think its address, if you do your research on it, is 55 Waters Street, New York, New York, is its official dummy banking corporation that owns the United States government. So that's kind of just a couple pieces of information. Dr. Monteith, I really do appreciate your ministry, and I thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right, once again, our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524, 1-877-254-7524, and give us a call if there's something you'd like to discuss. I am deeply concerned. I'm deeply concerned because so many things are happening today. Certainly what's happening in Japan is a terrible tragedy. Is this an act of man or an act of God? I can't tell you. I mean, certainly they have the ability to create earthquakes. How do we know that? Well, certainly the Secretary of Defense, and I forgot which one, but Dr. Cuddy has given the quotation in his recent program with us, where one of the Secretaries of Defense got up and talked about how these other nations have the ability to create earthquakes. If they can create earthquakes, we can create earthquakes. We know they have the ability to create storms and droughts, and they have created all sorts of new diseases. Oh, everything is classified. We can't let the American people know. But whether what happened with this massive earthquake to cause the tsunami that's devastated Japan was man-made or an act of God or an act of Satan, I cannot tell you, but I can tell you that it is going to devastate the Japanese economy. Already they're talking about the necessity of cutting back on the use of electricity there. They're talking about turning off half the street lights in Tokyo and in other cities, and certainly this is going to have a profound impact on their industrial base. Because if you limit the availability of ready electricity, why you destroy the economic base of a nation? Now, what we're going to see is a rising cost of electricity in Japan because of the wiping out of the electricity that was available from these nuclear power plants. And with that will be the curtailing of economic activity and the lowering of the living standards of the Japanese people. Remember that the living standards of the Japanese people was certainly as high as the living standards here. Until recently, Japan was the second largest economy in the world. There is a master plan. It's called Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. You can purchase it from Radio Liberty. You can get copies of it off the United Nations. You can get it from Michael Shaw. It is the master plan, along with the Earth Charter and the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, for everything going on today. And, of course, it calls for lowering the standard of living. They're going to lower the standard of living in Japan because of the limitation on the readily availability of electricity. And they're going to do the same thing here. That's what green energy is all about. That's why they're using what happened in Japan to justify beginning to call for shutting down the nuclear plants here. After all, same thing could happen here. And then if they can block the construction of power plants, new power plants that use coal, oil, or natural gas, and then, of course, if they can basically begin shutting down coal and generating plants that use coal and natural gas, they can begin to lower the living standards here. That is the plan. Understand that. Our energy-dependent industries that move overseas, and that is the plan, to move our industries overseas, to lower the living standards here, so we can have equality, or as they say in the Earth Charter, equitable distribution of wealth within nations and among nations. We have a caller. Who's calling in?
Yeah, this is John from Northern Colorado.
Hi, John. Question or comment?
Yeah, I have a question. I've been hearing different people talk about the Federal Reserve Charter expiring in the fairly near future, like 2013, which would, I guess, make it a 100-year charter. Do you know anything about that?
Absolutely not. I don't believe it's true. I could be mistaken, but I do not believe it's true. Hang on. We'll get back to you in just a moment here at the American Freedom Center.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
Tres Margaritas in Greeley reminds listeners, from the early days of our country through two world wars and countless smaller conflicts, our armed forces have stood tall. In this current time of conflict, let's support our troops and their families. Let's honor them and veterans of past battles for all their sacrifices in defense of our great nation. This tribute by Tres Margaritas, 2319 18th Avenue in Greeley. Call 378-6662. Proud to salute all the past and present members of our military service.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And, is our caller still with us? Is our caller still there? Well, I guess we lost our caller. So, again, our number, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. I would like to talk about what you would like to talk about. A gentleman had called in and asked about the idea that the Federal Reserve Charter was going to end in 2013. I don't believe that's true. I believe that they had a 20-year charter for the First Bank of the United States and for the Second Bank of the United States. The charter of the First Bank ended in 1811. The charter of the Second Bank ended in 1836. But, of course, when they did the Federal Reserve System, which was the third Bank of the United States, of course, they couldn't let the American people know it was a privately owned central bank. Why, that would control our economy and ultimately would control our nation. Why, of course, they were not going to take a chance on once again losing control. So they did not, to my knowledge, and I will stand to be corrected if anybody can call in and document it, but they did not put any limitation. No, the Federal Reserve System will last until they have ultimately transferred control of the wealth of our nation to these central bankers who created the Federal Reserve System, because the Federal Reserve System was supposedly created to give us a stable currency. Has it given us a stable currency? No. Our bank has lost, our currency has lost 95% of its value. Has it given us stable employment? No. We're running almost 9%, of course, unemployment. If you look at the U6 employment, is running, and take away the birth death ratio, is running about 22%. That's U6 unemployment is certainly the put out by the Bureau of Labor Statistics and includes the people who are unemployed, underemployed, or just given up looking for work. And now the U2 unemployment includes the people who are actually getting receiving unemployment insurance benefits. But certainly once you run out of unemployment insurance benefits, you still don't have a job, but you no longer unemployed, or at least part of the U2 statistics. But then people are always making up statistics. They have people employed by the government to make up phony statistics that tell you that there is no inflation. Did you know there is no inflation? You probably think the rising of the price of, increase in the price of gasoline and the increase in the price of food and the increase in the price of products from overseas is inflation. But are you going to believe your lying eyes? Are you going to believe what the government tells you and be a good little person and walk right down the path to your destruction? They're in the process of destroying the value of our currency, ladies and gentlemen. Inflation is here. They know it's here. They just don't want you to know. And the last thing they want you to do is to try to protect yourself. They want you to get into the stock market. And people are certainly getting out of the bond market because, of course, there's real concern about municipal bonds. For the first time, there's talk about the community is not paying off, just defaulting on their bonds. And when that happens, of course, you have no recourse. You may get back 25% of what you invested. You may get absolutely nothing. And who are you going to bring a suit against? You can't sue the municipalities. they certainly are immune. You can't sue the government if they default on their bonds because they're immune. Everything is built upon trust, and for the first time, to my knowledge, in America, why there's a serious question about a default on municipal bonds and about on federal bonds, T-bonds, and so that's why more and more people uncertain are moving out of bonds into the stock market. But ladies and gentlemen, that is a trap as well. If you listen to our programs on a regular basis, you know what to do. Most people are going to end up being impoverished by what lies ahead. And, of course, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy its monetary system, and that is exactly what they intend to do. And you can tell what their plan is by reading the article by Richard Haass in the November-December issue of Foreign Affairs magazine. Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, and Roger Altman, who is part and parcel of this Brotherhood of Darkness, wrote a classical article where they explained to you there's going to be lower living standards and austerity in America, and recurrent wars and repeated wars are going to lead to the demise of America as we know it. Now, it's still going to be here as a nation. It's just that the form of government, the status of the people will change, and we will no longer lead the world. We'll be a second-rate or third-tier nation. People say it couldn't happen here. And I would ask, why not? When a nation turns against God, God eventually turns against that nation. God's long-suffering. We've had a wonderful, wonderful country here, but the good people have allowed this country to become depraved. We're the great exporter of depravity and pornography in the world. We are certainly legalizing. We're doing everything we can to promote homosexuality. Watch our television. Watch Jay Leno as they popularize and glorify the homosexual lifestyle. Do you really think that sodomy and sex and sadism and masochism and fisting and all these things are something that we should be glorifying and promoting? And if you doubt what the homosexual lifestyle really is, read the book And the Band Played On, written by Randy Shelter, an unfortunate homosexual who died of AIDS. But he describes the homosexual lifestyle in great clarity. Understand what we're popularizing, not only in America, but throughout the world. And then ask yourself, do you really think God's going to be pleased? And where is the outcry from our ministers? Why, of course, it's deafening and it's silence. When the ministers of this country refuse to speak out for righteousness, who will? And if the ministers don't, when are they going to speak up? Well, I'm afraid they're not going to. Unless we have a revival in America, we're going to lose this country. We'll be back in a moment here to finish up this morning's program at the American Freedom Network.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our open line programs. We are going to try to have a guest, but, well, this has been sort of a wild week. We went to the Health Freedom Conference this last weekend and still haven't got quite caught up. Anyway, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. If not, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. How do you understand what's going on in the world today? How do you understand this effort to lower the living standards in the United States, in Japan, and other nations throughout the world, and transfer the wealth of the first world nations to the third world nations? Why, of course, you read the Earth Charter. You read Agenda 21. You read the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. And they're all available from Radio Liberty. The Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, at least a summary of it, and the Earth Charter available in our Sustainable Development Syllabus. That's the Sustainable Development Syllabus. We have the Agenda 21, the plan for Santa Cruz where I work, and the United Nations Agenda 21, available from Radio Liberty, all by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There is a master plan. It's being implemented today. If they succeed, the America we know will cease to exist, and we will become a second or third world nation. If this happens, and you do nothing, you have nobody to blame but yourself. We can do a great deal. They've been trying to install the smart meters as a vehicle for raising the cost of electricity, and then, of course, bringing in the smart grid, the smart appliances, so they can control every aspect of your life. But because of the outcry from the public, they've been forced to back down on this. And here in California, why are they going to let people opt out of the program? They never intended to do that. But when the people were incensed, why, there are not very many people on the other side. They will respond. Here in California, where I live, they were going to spray for the light brown apple moth. Oh, it was going to devastate the crops. Everything was going to be destroyed. Our farmers were going out of business. And when the people rose up, why, they backed down. And the farmers are still there. They don't have a trouble with the light brown apple moth. But they wanted to spray the population to destroy our health rather than spray the farms. When the people were incensed, they backed down. Understand, there's not very many people on the other side. The one thing they fear is an incensed population. You have to help us get the word out. You have to get people listening to my program and to Alex and to Joyce Riley and the others. We need to make people understand what's really going on. Incidentally, Joyce is going to be my guest this afternoon on our 4 o'clock program, if you have a chance to listen. But we need to get the people up in arms. You need to be forming a local Tea Party, and don't affiliate it with anybody else, begin to find your own congressman to run, or somebody to run for congressman, who will stand for American values. Have them understand the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talk on the Forbidden Secret and our talk on the Dark Secret and get the syllabus. It goes with either one. The other, talk on the hidden agenda, how they're fluoridating the water to destroy the life of your children, to poison them slowly, to lower their intelligence and fertility. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exception. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100%